so thankful that we have a Jesus that's blessed in our lives, and we will hold our hands. Amen. On him, he's a solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. We're grateful to be in worship this morning. And for each of you, it's good to see you here. We pray God's blessings upon you just for your very presence in worship. We are in the presence of God. In worship, and that's why we do things decently and in order. That's why we're not clapping and shouting and running up and down the aisles, because we're in the courtroom, and the judge is on the seat of honor and reverence and respect. That's why we have no reverence in the pulpit. God is the reverend of worship. God is the one whom we worship, and we must do it with respect, amen, and according to his rules. As with the United States court system, there are rules and guidelines when you walk into the courtroom, and when the judge enters the room, all attention must be given to the one who has absolute and complete authority in the courtroom. So we are in it this morning, and God is the judge, and we, amen, must abide by the rules. That's why we sing without the help of mechanical instruments or music, because we're in the courtroom, and the judge has given the rules. Amen. That's why we don't beatbox or bass mic. Neither will we praise dance. Or we'll allow anyone to get so emotional that they distract the worship. Amen. Where you can stand and wave hands and just do what you want to do in the courtroom, you can't. Amen. No one can stop you from expressing your emotion by crying, patting your feet, or doing what you want to do as it pertains to your individual selves. But you cannot do anything out of order that will cause others in the courtroom to be distracted from the judge. Amen. And I'm not the judge. Amen. I'm just like you. I got to abide by the rules. Amen. According to the scripture. Amen. That's why we are in this setting and guided by God. That's why we take the communion every Sunday. We don't do that just because it's fun to do. We do it because it's a command. Amen. Amen. And we do this to remember his son who died on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Shedded his blood and purchased the church, which wears his name, and that is the church of Christ. We'll never apologize, nor will we, nor will we stop saying the church belongs to Christ. He's the head of the church, mm-hmm. And the church wears his name. Mm-hmm. He's the church is his wife, his bride, and every bride wears her husband's name. Amen, somebody. Shame on those who are changing. Mm-hmm. Amen. We got those brothers and brotherhood changing it to everything other than church of Christ. It's going to stay Church of Christ right here. Amen. The location is the only thing we name. It's in Holland Heights or the Fofo. We could say Church of Christ in the Fofo if we wanted to. And that's where we're located. But we are what? Church. The Church of Christ. That's who we are. Amen. Because we abide by the doctrine of Christ. Amen. That's why we take a collection. That's why we don't tithe. We don't tithe because we're Christians. Those under Judaism tithed it. Christians didn't tithe in the New Testament. They gave as they prospered in their heart. Not grudgingly or of necessity. Why? For God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. I was concerned about, now I give online now, and I know somebody, you know, sometimes they paying attention to me when I sit there. And I didn't put nothing in that box. I thought thinking maybe people think I ain't giving no more. I give. That's one thing I've done since I was a new convert. I was taught that in first principle class. I've been a giver as a new convert. Proudly can say me and my wife gave as new convert. Bob Adams taught us. Elders taught us how to give. And we gave right. Gave right. Shame on you who ain't never gave right. Shame on you. For God can bless you. He done bless you beyond measure. You still so stingy you won't give back. But Jesus himself said, more blessed to give than receive. If you didn't give right, you ought to give it on your way out. Hand more out. Give back to the Lord. Amen. Missing your blessing. Being all stingy. Give right. Amen, somebody. Yeah, you say, what's wrong with you, Brother Brooks? Ain't nothing wrong. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with telling the truth. Some of y'all ain't giving right, and you know you ain't giving right. Amen. But I give right. Don't misunderstand. I might just put me an envelope in there just so y'all think I'm doing it that way. But I'm going online. I put mine automatic. Now, it automatically goes to the Lord. I don't have to worry about writing no check no more. Ain't that good? I like that. Auto debit. Just go on and give it to the Lord. I don't want it to be there. Even if I don't make it to Harlem Heights, it's coming to the Harlem Heights collection plate. Amen. Why? This is my family. Amen. I'm at home. This is home. And I'm thankful to that. So I just went over there a little bit. Now, you think about it. You might be visiting with us and you didn't know some of the things I said. Not a member of the Church of Christ. I always say these things up front. So you can't never, you die before the end of the service. You know Jesus died for your sins according to the scripture. If you believe that with all of your heart, you're willing to confess right now. You walk down now, we'll stop everything and baptize you right now. Anybody want to get baptized right now? Just stand up and walk down here. Don't be afraid. See if we won't stop it. Why? Jesus commanded. Go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. Go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You're not saved until you're baptized. Peter said baptism does also what? Now, save us. Yeah, if you want to get saved, you walk down here. We'll baptize you now. We'll just stop everything. You got no takers. Yeah, you don't try me if you don't believe me. I've had many times preach. People coming down now before I give them, finish with the invitation. They already coming to Jesus. Here they come already. I've seen that happen many times. And many times in my years of preaching. They coming before I even finish. I said enough. Amen. I said, you know enough at the beginning of my sermon to be saved if you wanted to be saved. I call that the gospel sandwich. Amen. Tell you Jesus died for you. Shed his blood. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. That's all there is to it. If you don't believe it, won't do you no good. Don't get baptized if you don't believe. You're just getting wet. Go down a dry devil, come up a wet one. Amen. That's all you're going to do, get wet. You got to believe. Amen. Ain't no straddling the fence. Ain't a little God, a little Jesus, a little devil. You all devil, all God. One of the two. Amen, somebody. Somebody said, well. Yeah, that's just the way. I'm trying to get warmed up. Yeah, I'm getting warmed up. And at this morning, I want to preach from our subject, why we need to know the Holy Scriptures. Amen. And the reason, because we're getting ready to study how to understand as a congregation. On Wednesdays, and it had a good kickoff last Wednesday. Brother Stroud did a wonderful job with the forward, and I'll be speaking this coming Wednesday on it, the first teacher, and we're going to be talking about this, but I thought it would be good for me to talk to why is this important for us to be a congregation that's sound in doctrine. Sound means healthy. We're healthy, a congregation, and we're one of the healthy congregations in Houston. Let me say that again. We're one of the healthy congregations in Houston. Amen. What I mean, some people are leaving Scripture. Amen. Even in the Lord's church. And we must know, our children need to know, before they leave home, the Bible is right. And every word of the Bible is right. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul told Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, that are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He said, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I still believe that the Bible is right. I still believe the Bible is right. So let's go back to verse 1. Let me show you why Paul told Timothy this in verse number 15. Let's go back to verse 1 and get the thoughts here, and you'll know why we need to understand when we finish here. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1, you might want to take notes as we go through this and list all the reasons why you need to be at Bible class Wednesday night. Amen. Why you need to be at Bible class, not just Sunday morning worship. Not just Sunday morning worship. You know, that's one of the things about the worship, and I fuss about this all the time. I talk about it. I've always talked about it. Because I was taught from as a new babe, go to Bible class, go to worship, and come back to evening service. I was taught that. Bob Adams is a man that blessed my life. He taught me what to do to be a Christian. I know that. That's why if you're in Brother Foreman's class, First Principal class, that's where you need to get your foundation. Amen. You won't be questioning going to Bible class if you get this right. Listen here, y'all. Here's what he says in 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also. Paul is telling Timothy, you know this also. Something you need to know. That in the last days,
perilous times shall come.
We're in the last days. Last day means there were three dispensations of time. Dispensation means period, time period. And this stuff you'll learn about how to study the Bible. There's three time periods. You got the most, the patriarchal, that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then Moses came. That was a period where God gave instructions then. Then Moses came on the scene. He took the children of Israel from Egypt to the promised land. Amen. And so that called the Mosaical dispensation. There were no Christians when Moses was living. There was no Christian Abraham living. Then you came into Christ, what they call the Christian time period, or the Christian dispensation, would be the last days. Hebrews chapter 1 and the verses number 1. The last days is at the beginning of Pentecost when Jesus came and died on the cross. Now, and we're in the last days right now. Somebody say, well, we're looking at in the last time because we're looking at wars and rumors of war. Well, war has been going on from day one. They've been fighting way back there. You know, wars are not, so that's old myth. That's what Jesus was saying, when you see the sign in the sky, that's when the end of the world. The sign with Jesus, when Jesus appear in the sky, that's the end of the world. The end of the world is no signs right now of the end of the world. Last time means we're in the last time period for man to come back to God. Now, if Jesus don't bring you to God, you get no other chance. That's what it means. You're in the last days, my friend. We're in the last days. When Jesus came in this world, Hebrew writer says this, God who has sundered time and Hebrews 1:1. I don't want to quote everything today.
God.
Can you help me? All right, thank you.
God,
who has sundry time
and in diverse manners, speaking times past.
Now, these are the time past, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In time past.
Unto the fathers by the prophets.
He talked to the father by what?
The prophets.
By the prophets. Read.
Hath in these last days.
Now, in these last days.
Spoken unto us by his son.
So when Jesus came, that's when the last days began. So we're in the last day, the Christian dispensation. In other words, man gets no other chance. He took it out with water last time. Next time, it's going to be by fire. Y'all, we're in the last day. Now, he's saying they coming. And we need to know what days we're living in. And then he says, the last perilous time of all things. No, let's go back to 2 Timothy 3. I was just pointing out who in these last days. That's all I wanted there. In 2 Timothy 3:1, back there. In these last days, perilous time. Perilous means dangerous, grievous time. We're living in hard, difficult, dangerous time. When we're talking about danger, we're not talking about danger to the physical life. This is not what he's talking about. We're talking about danger to the losing of our soul. We get no other chance. There's no more Jesus coming. When Jesus returns, y'all, it's over. It's over. This is the last days. This is the last days God giving man to come back to him. We can restore back to God. God is trying to bring his people back to him because they're falling in the garden. He gave us three dispensation time, and the last one he gave his greatest gift to the world, and that was his son. His son was the greatest gift to mankind, and God is saying to us, this is the last chance. Now, brothers and sisters in Christ, you can play this Christianity thing, or you can get serious. But we're in the last days. Ain't no more Savior coming back. When Jesus come back, he's judging. And so he said, now, we are in danger of losing our souls if we don't understand the scripture. We need to know the scripture. Amen. We need to know the Holy Scripture. He said, for men
shall be
lovers.
That's
men and women, young and old. That's mankind. Children can cause us to lose our soul. Yeah. This is to our youth. And you guys are not exempt. Our youth, you are dying young. Youth are dying young. Young adults are dying. Children are dying. People are dying. And Jesus is saying, you die in your sin. You can't go to heaven. You can't go. You got to know scripture or you're going to die in your sins. Here we are. Men, the problem is mankind. They're going to, number one,
be lovers of their own.
They're going to be so in love with self, they don't care about nobody else. Selfish. That's what's going on in homes, in marriage. Selfish husband, a selfish wife, selfish children who care nothing about the betterment of that house. If we had men who would be good husbands, like God told them in the scripture, then the home would be better. A mother who follows the scripture will have a better home. Children who follow scripture and know scripture will be better to their parents. But when you are selfish, all you care about is you. Listen, number two.
Covetous.
You are greedy. People who want more and more and more. That's why some of you got two and three jobs. Two and three jobs. Want more and more and more. Never satisfied what God has blessed you with already. We ought to be satisfied with food and raiment. We'll put God on the back burner for another job and more money in the bank account. Amen. Covetous. That's dangerous. Then he said next one.
Boasters.
Boasters. People who are braggers, egotistical, think they better than everybody else. Proud people. Men who are proud. Too much pride to admit you wrong. Too much pride to admit you ain't been the father you should have been. And you haven't been the mother you should have been. Too proud to admit you are not the leader in the church. You should. That's pride. That's pride. It ain't too much to cry. If we need to cry, cry. Don't be so manly. You don't cry. What are you saying, brother? I'm just saying, pride will keep us from doing things we know is right. But if you don't know scripture, you'll get caught up in pride. Amen, somebody. Blasphemers. That's what he say next. Blasphemers, right?
Right.
You still got the scripture?
Blasphemers.
Okay, every time I say next, you give me next. Y'all be all right with him. He's still reading for me. I'm trying to go down the list. Yeah, we on number what? Five. Number five. Y'all number. This number five.
Blasphemers.
Men who are blasphemers. When you reject baptism, you're a blasphemer. What? I believe in God. No, you're a blasphemer. When you don't obey God, you're rejecting the Spirit. John 12:48. He that rejected me and receiving not my word had one that judged him. The words I spoke, same no judge. When you reject Jesus, there's no forgiveness of sins. If you die rejecting baptism, you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I'm trying. Not only that one. Anything you say, well, that's what the Bible says, but I ain't going to do it, you're a blasphemer. Why? The Holy Scripture came from the Holy Spirit. That would make you a blasphemer. That's unforgivable. Why is it unforgivable? Because if you die like that, you can't come back and ask for forgiveness. You should have got baptized. You were rejecting the truth. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, shall come, he'll guide you in all truth. That's the Holy Spirit. Men are rejecting the Holy Spirit right now. Some in this audience, no doubt. You rejecting being faithful to God like you're supposed to. Rejecting it. You can't reject the Spirit. You got to know what God has said, done, do. Now, here's how you get it right. Repent. That's how you get right. How you get out of blasphemy? Stop. I reject the Holy Spirit. When you sin, repent. When you have rejected him, don't reject him and keep on rejecting him. Don't say it ain't true when it's true. Just say you ain't going to do it. Amen. It's quiet in here. Now, the next one.
Disobedience.
Why we need no scripture? Because disobedient children to parents. Disobedient children are dangerous. Some of you are guilty. Some of you parents, let them little rascals get away with saying anything to you, talking any way to you. That's in the last day, that child's soul is at stake when a grandmother or a grandfather or a mother or father will let that child do what they want to do as if they're running that house. You don't do what you want to do. There are to be, you train up a child. They don't get to talk to you any kind of way. But it just, makes me want to take them up and whoop them and then whoop you with them. You see, some parents ought to spank the child first, then spank you. I'll spank you first. Let y'all whoop the mama and daddy first. Just letting them get away with murder. My kid's grown. One of them sitting over here. Now, they don't get, you can't, I said, who you think you're talking to? See, we're playing, though, I know. But you forgot, I'll remind them you forgot who I am. You know. Everything tightens right back up, just like it was when she was a little baby. You want to know why? From a child, I trained her. I'm going to tell y'all something else. Since my wife is not living, there was no disrespect to mama. Not once. No, they understood. Here's my quote. They can quote it with me. You get but one mama. And when she gone, you don't get her. So you treat her as if she going to leave. And guess when daddy walk in, you bet not. because I ain't going to disrespect number one. And I know you ain't going to get to do it. And why? You teach children to be obedient because they're dangerous. That's perilous. That's grievous. Some of you modern day parents are leading your children straight to hell. Amen. Because they ain't going to respect you. They ain't going to respect their teacher. And they ain't going to respect the policeman. And that's why they're going to get shot. Now, don't get upset at me because you one of them weak ones. Just tighten it up. Man, letting your child do what he want to do. That child ain't got no business doing what he or she want to do in the house. Now, to you children, understand this. You, too, are responsible because when you know better, you do better, young lady, young man. So, which means I'm saying to you, and I need to meet with my teens this afternoon because I got to start back doing a youth thing, and I haven't done it, but I want to pull up on them this afternoon and see if they can help me. Y'all got that part, pull up. See, I'm trying to get back in the groove, you know what I'm saying? See, when I was going, it was all kind of stuff. You see what's up, man, you know, all that type of stuff. They didn't change that. Just pull up, man, that type of stuff. What are you saying? We got to come down hard on our children. See, there's going to be some children that will save their parents. Yeah. See, if they'll tighten their parents up at the dinner table. Say, Mama, you used to pray. What happened? What's going on with y'all? Why are we hearing all this in the back room? Ain't nothing wrong with asking a good, respectful question. Mm-hmm. What y'all fussing so much about? Ask them. Are we supposed to hear this, what y'all just said? Am I supposed to see what you sent on that text? Am I supposed to be knowing this going on between my mom and my daddy? We living in dangerous times. We got to know Scripture. So our kids got to know Scripture. Children can be disobedient or children can be obedient. But understand this, young lady, young man, you can die before your time. What you mean? You can be too evil. Yeah, that's what he said. Don't. See, God said, I got it. Oh, there's a point in a man wants to die. But there, you can come to the point. God said, well, okay, I see. You ain't gonna do right. You ain't gonna do right. Disobedient. They're dangerous. We need no scripture. How do you teach children to obey? You got no scripture. Next one.
Unthankful.
People who are ungrateful. The sin of ingratitude. People who are never satisfied with what God gives them, he ain't never good enough. God is never good enough. He want more and more and more. And they're unholy.
Unholy.
People who are just no character of God. In other words, when you have no character of God, you don't care about God, you have the character of the devil. That's it. No options. No little God, little devil. You got the character of God or you got the character of the devil. When you're unholy, man or woman, you have the character of Satan himself. Oh, Belial. Oh, Abaddon. Oh, serpent. That old serpent I talked about last week. Dangerous people. Verse 3.
Without natural affection.
People who die. No, you knew when a mama will abort a baby, that's not natural. You had Moses would show his women. Two women went to him, and I won't read this Old Testament story, but two women went to him, and they didn't know which mother was the baby, the mama. And Solomon said, I'll tell you what to do. Cut him in half and get one part to that mama and the other. And the real mama said, no, keep him. Give it to her. He said, that's the real mama. That's natural affection. When a mama would abort a baby, that's not natural. There's not natural. Dad and homosexuality is another not natural. It's not natural for a man to want a man. It's not natural for a woman to want a woman. This is Romans chapter 1 at a time. It's all down through there. What are you saying, brother? These are the reasons why we need to know Scripture. We got people in the White House trying to pass laws to kill a baby. I wasn't for it from the beginning. I'm still not for it. And they don't went beyond in the womb. When the baby comes out the womb is crying, the mama get to make a decision. To kill them, but your mama didn't kill you. And so you get to grow up and make a decision to kill your baby. You know we're in a troubled world, y'all. We're in a troubled world. So I said, rubber God, boy, my baby, I ain't mean to. Did you repent? Yes. Well, you don't have to worry about that. You made a bad decision. That's sins are like anything else. You get your head back up, say, God, thank you for forgiveness, and move on. Amen. Teach people not to do it. You're no different from a drunk. And once you stop drinking, teach other people not to drink no more. That's all it is. That ain't the sin unto death. The sin unto death is the one you don't repent of, friends. Let's go through this. Another. We got some more here.
Truth natural breakers. Effect.
Man, and truth breakers. People, you know, and folk, a word is your bond. You say you're going to do something. You're supposed to do it. You know that's against scripture. If you say you're going to work in a ministry, don't break the truth. I'm coming to the church. You say, well, brother, why is it that it always comes down to the fruit, to the few getting the job? Because you got truth breakers. People who say they're going to do something and don't do it. You need to know scripture. What are we saying? All this is the reason why we need to know scripture. Amen. We need to know scripture because you got truth breakers, dangerous people who will not keep agreements, can't be trusted. False accusers. People who are going to say things about you, you got to know how to deal with those folks. You got incontinent people. These people have no self-control. They can't control their actions. They gonna do what they want. Somebody say, I just say what I want to say. Well, that's incontinence. You got to control yourself. Amen. You can't just let go. Well, you know me now. I just speak my mind. That's your problem. If you knew scripture, you would know you need to be slow to speak and swift to hear. When a Christian say something like that, they don't know scripture. You don't know no scripture. You slow. I'm careful about what I say. I'll go slow to listen. I'll listen a whole lot. And I also remind you, remember, I didn't say nothing when you was talking. You know, anyway, I'm going to respect and listen to you. But in return, I want you to respect and listen to me. Two opposing views, the scripture can bring you back to the center. This is what marriages need. When you have godly men and a godly man and a godly woman in a marriage, you don't have to worry about an argument ending unsettled. Because when they know scripture, God gets the final answer. Out of control, folks just running off at their mouth. Somebody said they got diarrhea at the mouth. They're running off. Next one. Fierce people. We need no scripture because there are vicious people. People will fight you over anything these days, man. They vicious. Listen to the next one.
Despisers of those that are good.
They despise. Man, you know how people look down on you when you're trying to do right? Folk will talk about you when you're trying to do good, right? They talk, hey, thank you all that because you all holy and all. At least I'm trying. What are you doing? Amen. Say it again, right? At least I'm what? What are you? So it ain't a hypocrite to come here to try. It's a hypocrite to stay out there and talk about how holy you are. I don't have no problem with people who go to the hospital. I think the person is sick. They want to be at home think they can heal themselves. We ain't coming here because we heal. We come here to be healed. Amen. We come to the great physician. Amen. We come to the one who never lost a case. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get to the next one. What else we need those
traitors.
People? Yeah, traitors. These people are people who turn against their best friend. Boy, you know what? You learn who love you when things are not good. Yeah. Amen, somebody. You'll know who your friends are. Amen. They'll turn against you. They turn on you. That is not a friend. Amen. They are traitors. And anybody talking about, man, you threw me on the bus. What you talking about? You're a traitor. You threw me on the bus. Ain't got no traitors in here, dude. Give me another one.
Heady.
People that are people rash, acting hasty, overreact, don't think. Next one.
High-minded.
Puffed up, bigger than everybody else, better than everybody else. Why we need no scripture? You need no not to be that way. That's why we don't need no doctors in the pulpit. Don't need no reverends. Too high. Brother Bree said, Brother Bree, well, you just against, no, it's not education. No, we talking about high-minded. See, you can get too high-minded. You think you know everything. That's what's going on today in this discussion about instrumental music. You got these high-minded people with PhDs that think they're smarter than God is. Mm. Yeah, you got this stuff. You get too high-minded. Hmm. The Bible said, let the brother of low degree speak. Amen. Yeah, I got a degree, but it's low. Hmm. If you want to brag about a degree, don't brag about your high degree. Go low. Can you wash some disciples' feet? Then you got something you can talk about. If you ain't willing to get down on your knees and wash feet, then don't talk to me because you're high-minded. The greatest in the kingdom is a servant. How many of y'all consider yourself servants? Amen. Amen. Lovers of what?
Pleasures.
These people are dangerous people that enjoy the pleasure of sin, man. You know, if you so into the Cowboys that you'll go to a Cowboy game on Sunday, somebody ought to know. Somebody ought to say, man, we got a lot of Cowboy fans here, don't we? Some of you Cowboys. How many of your Cowboy fans here, man? Mike said. Oh, but Mike, you ain't finna miss worship for them Cowboys, are you? No, sir. No, sir. So love is a pleasure. Boy, love is a pleasure. Love is a pleasure. But somebody said, well, see, that's why I'm a Texan fan. You just like them. You ain't no different. But I mean, it's good. Love, pleasure more than if you'd rather go enjoy something on Sunday and be in worshiping after. Where are you going to be at this afternoon? Where are you going to be at? He said, "Real Brooks, I know. You always got something more important than God. You need to know Scripture. Look, it's going. Yeah, everybody. Well, I seen some squirming on the front seat. You squirming? Why are you squirming? Oh, you're a song leader. You good? Okay. They was getting a little rough in here. I have to pick on somebody when they get rough. People get quiet when you start talking about them." Don't they? Yeah. Let's get another one.
Having a form of godliness.
Dangerous people look like they're holy. But we ain't following no scripture. They deny the power. And Paul went on and told him, he said, turn away from them. Don't even go around folk like that. You ever call a brother walk around with their hand folded? That just makes me nauseated when I see him walk down the aisle with their hand folded and done raped a little boy right before he went down there. You molested a little child. Now you got your white cloak on, walking holy. Just got through molesting a child. Because if he knew Scripture, you'd have a wife. Now, y'all don't miss the point. I said, if the people who believe that they don't supposed to marry, then if they knew Scripture, they would know marriage is honorable. They wouldn't tell those priests that not to marry if they knew Scripture.
Amen.
Those men wouldn't be raping them little boys. They wouldn't if they knew Scripture. This is why we got to know Scripture. See, when our kids leave, you know, they go to these college campuses, they better know Scripture.
Amen.
They better know Scripture. We need to make sure they know Scripture. I'm not so sure our teens shouldn't be in this. How to understand the Bible study with the elders, not with the kids. I think we need to rethink this after this sermon. I'm thinking, y'all, I'm talking to the leadership here. Amen. I'm talking to the leader. We need to make sure our kids know Scripture.
Amen.
And to our young teachers, all them kids know Scripture. Teach Scripture. From the little bitty age, a little bitty ones need to know Scripture. Teach them what? Scripture. No script, no lip. Don't keep them lipture. Scripture.
Amen.
Now, look at this. It's for this sort are they which creep in houses and lead captive
silly women laden with sins.
Weak minded. Strong. With sin led away
with divers lust,
ever learning, never able to come to what?
Knowledge of the truth.
So there, and these women were weak minded. That's what he called by silly mean weak minded. So brother, we understand something. That God put men in leadership. Amen. And we are to protect our sisters. And you got a brother here. You don't even come to Bible class with your wife, and you're supposed to be her spiritual leader. You don't know Scripture, brother. If you knew Scripture, you don't get upset at me now. Because if you knew Scripture, you would be the leader. You would be the one saying, baby, we go to Bible class. We go to Bible class, baby. But sister, if he don't go, you go.
Amen.
Now the brother don't come. He ain't feeling me right now. He probably not. But you know, that's because he don't know scripture. These women were misled. And he said they were ever learning, never able to come to what?
The truth.
The one leading them just had a form of godliness. That's why the scripture before. They were teaching false doctrine. It looked like many people going through this all over these churches you see today. On every corner. Being misled. People who look like they're holy have a form of godliness, but they're creeping in, and they're creeping in the church of Christ. They're trying to come in here and change us. Called change agents. They call us old school Church of Christ. I ain't changing for none of them. And for none of you. I still believe the Bible is right. I still believe it, and I'm not alone. I know those who believe like me, we're not going to move from the fundamentals of the New Testament worship. Amen. Now, in verse number 8, I just get on through this. Janus and Jambres
withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth.
Men of corrupt mind, reprobate.
Concerning the
they
faith.
They reprobate. They went the opposite direction of what the faith teaches. And then they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men. God is making known all his foolishness. Listen to verse number 10.
But thou hast fully known
Paul,
my doctrine.
Paul then goes to Timothy. I'm challenging all of our brothers. That Paul said to Timothy, with all this going on, he said, I want you to know, you are fully known. Now he say, my. Paul is saying, I'm an example for you, Timothy. And I would say this to any brother who want to be in here. I want you to know my doctrine. What I believe and why. Amen. I did this one time for, I got two people following me. I throw it out there. Anybody want to do what I want to do? Want to be like me? Do what I do. If I'm at worship, you be at worship. If I'm at Bible class, you be at Bible class. Paul is saying, Timothy, you know my doctrine,
manner
Timothy,
of life,
you know how I live,
purpose,
Timothy, you know the purpose for what I'm doing, Timothy,
faith,
you know my faith, Timothy, you know how I believe,
suffering,
you know how I take what comes with it, you know how I
charity,
love, you know my patience, you know I go
persecutions,
through troubles, you know I've been afflicted,
which came unto me
you
at
know
Antioch,
all this happened to me in Antioch,
Iconium,
you know what happened to me in Iconium,
at Lystra,
you know what happened to me in Lystra,
and what persecution
you know
I
made it through all of that, Timothy, he
but
said, but
out of them all,
but
the
I'm going to give credit back
me
to God, so he's telling this young man, I had this, you knew me, I lived before you, but I'm going to give God the credit for deliverance. And then in verse number 12, he said, yeah,
and all
everybody
will live godly
call
in Christ Jesus,
Christian, going to suffer
persecution,
all of us going to suffer. Listen to the next verse.
But evil man and
but
seducers.
Now, understand this. This thing ain't going to get no better.
Shall wax worse and worse.
World we living in is not getting better, y'all. You saying, Brother Brooks, what's coming to the world? We're in the last days. It ain't going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse. That's why they went from a fetus to a full-grown baby. That's worse and worse. Evil men are in the White House. Evil men are in Congress. Evil men are in legislation. Evil men are in the church buildings. They're everywhere seducing. And it's going to get worse and worse. And you can't know, if you don't know scripture, you're going to be seduced. What do you mean seduced by what? 1 Timothy 4:1. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to
seducing
spirits
and
doctrines of devils. That's what I talked about last week. If you don't know scripture, the devil will influence you to believe you saved by grace alone. And you don't get baptized. Well, I already been baptized. I'm saved already. No, you're not. You're rejecting the Spirit, and you're led by the devil. That's what you're doing. Seducting. They're seducing you to believe. All you got to do, you know, Lord, know my heart. This is Church of Christ, folks. Tell my Lord, you know, Brother Brooks, I understand what you're saying, but the Lord know my heart. You better stop that. The Lord know you rejected him. The Lord know you can't do what you're supposed to do. But you choose or not to. Quit making excuses. You are rejecting God, what you're doing. Listen to what Paul said now. I'm coming down so I can stop.
But evil man and seducer shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived.
That's what happened. People being deceived. Is the devil going to deceive us? It ain't going to be God. Nigga, God is not going to deceive us. It's going to be the devil. The evil one. The seducer. The spirit of devils. God, oh, y'all, we're going to get ready to study the resistance. Say, everybody need to be. Look here. You need to understand the enemy. The enemy is going to take us out. He's out to take us out. He's going to take us out. What did I say? He's going to take us. The enemy is going to take us. You can skip resistance, Satan, study if you want to. But it's not because Hollow Heights didn't give it to you. We're giving you an option to come learn how to win this battle against the devil. As long as you do what God says, he can't win. But if you don't do it, you're doomed. And y'all, we gonna die. We gonna die. We gonna die. We don't know who's next in this congregation, but somebody's next. And everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to? But y'all, mark my words, somebody in this audience is next. Well, let me see it different. Somebody, their 10th highlight is next. Highlights ain't exempt from death. It's going to happen to somebody else. May not be nobody here today, but it's going to happen to somebody. But all of us in here today at some point, go what? Now he says what?
But continue thou in the things so, which thou hast learned and has been assured
so,
of.
So we should, brother leaders, we should be able to say, do what I done and stay that way. That's why I keep remembering, I keep calling the name Bob Adam. Remember that? Bob Adam, Benson Smith, my new convert teachers at Fifth Ward are the men who taught me the first principle. I still believe in the Bible. I still believe in worship. I still believe in Bible class. I still believe in giving right. I still believe in taking communion every Sunday. I still believe like those men taught me. Why? It's still in the Bible. And until it gets out the Bible, I'm not going to stop believing it. That's what we should have brothers here. The members here can say, I still believe like Brother Foreman believed. I still believe like Brother Briggs taught me. 20 years from now, somebody ought to be able to say, I still believe just like Brother Brooks taught. I still believe that. Why? Because it's still in the Bible. 20 years from now, it's going to be still in the Bible. Read on.
Knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
Yeah, read on.
And that from a child.
Now, here it is. This is what I want. That from a child.
Thou hast known the Holy Scripture.
So he knew all this stuff. And now he said, here's what's going to protect you, Timothy. That from a child you have known. His mom and his grandmother taught him. That's what we got to have here. That knowing the Holy Scripture to what? Able to.
Make thee wise.
It's going to make you wise.
Unto salvation.
To save your soul.
Faith,
that's the most important part. Saving your soul and your boy. Saving your soul and your girl. Saving your soul and your children. Saving your soul and them you love. We ought to save the people we love. Amen. Somebody say amen with me. We ought to be trying to save the people we love. Save them. And he said what?
All scripture.
All the scripture, here's what it's purpose.
Is given.
Given.
By the inspiration of God.
It comes from the breath of God. It's God's words. Read.
And it's profitable for doctrine.
Doctrine. This is what we're doing this morning. Doctrine is the teaching. Read.
For reproof.
Reproof. Correcting us when we are bringing us back when we went out of God. Go back again to prove what's right. Read.
For correction.
When you step off the right track, it corrects you to get you back on. Read.
For instruction
in
righteousness.
It instructs us how to get to heaven. Read. And how to be right. Read.
That the men of God
then
may be perfect.
What it is. We are thoroughly furnished.
Thoroughly furnished.
We are thoroughly furnished unto all
good works. Good.
The scripture we need. Here's why we need to know the scripture. So that we are thoroughly furnished to all what?
Good works.
All what?
Good works.
Church of Christ in Hollow Heights. We will hold to scripture. Do you hear me? Under Brother Brooks' leadership, we will not move to the left nor the right. We will hold to scripture. We must have scripture for everything we do. Amen. Why? It's able to save our soul. Bottom line, everything he listed was sin. All that stuff you just listed, every one of them is a sin. The only thing going to correct our pride is scripture. You got to believe scripture, you get a correction. If you believe scripture, you're going to be high-minded. You believe scripture, you want to be a traitor. If children who believe scripture won't be disobedient to their will. It did a good lesson. Amen. So what class are we going to have on Wednesdays? How to understand scripture. What class are we going to have on Sundays? How to fight that guy that's trying to take your soul. Understand this. Understand this one thing about him. He could care less about you, your soul, your wife, you, or anyone else. He don't care. Don't get upset at me because I challenge you, brother. You don't come back to Bible class with your wife. You ought to be upset at the devil because he's winning in your life. That's what he's doing. Don't walk away and talk about me. Talk about yourself for a change. Look at the man in the mirror. Man up. Matter of fact, if you got something to say, come to me. Be a man enough to say it to me. I dare you. Because you can't win against scripture. You cannot. You say, bro, you're bold. And that's not. But listen here. Look here. Understand this. Here's what Brother Brooks is at. The Bible is always right. It's not arrogance on my part. I'm saying, can you challenge the scripture face to face with me? Because I believe I can hang with you. Because I'm a student of the Bible. Now, I've been a student of the Bible for a long time. So try me. Because you'll be a better man. Because I'm going to give you a script. No. Yeah. And when you give me lip, I'm going to give you a flip. I'm going to flip the script. Yeah, you don't do that. Here's why I do that. Because at some point, somebody got to challenge you on the way you are. Why are you like that? What is your motive? What is your purpose? What should be our purpose, y'all, to get to where? Our purpose, our motive and purpose is to get to heaven. Everything we do, we speak the truth out in love. So why do we speak the truth in love? Because God so loved. God so loved that he spoke the truth. He spoke the truth when his son came through Virgin Mary. His son lived among men 33 years. His son was beaten. His son was mocked. His son was spit on. He did all of that for us. His son was brutally whipped, had to carry a tree up a hill called Golgotha, a place on the skull. They would drive nails in his hands and in his feet for us to be able to have what we have. And God wants us to love him. He wants us to love his son. And he wants us to see a suffering Savior on the cross. And you all at least know the plan of salvation. You ought to at least know, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If I ask you, do you know the plan of salvation and give me a script to go with it? How many of you can tell me what goes with hear? How many of you can tell me what goes with believe? How many of you can tell me what goes with repent? And you say, have you been in church how long? And you don't know what hear is? You hear what? You hear the word of the gospel. Acts 15:7. Romans 10:17. Faith coming by hearing. Hearing the word of God. What did you hear from the word of God? You hear the gospel. Amen. Number two, you believe. What do you believe? The gospel. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith is impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe. What must he believe? What must he believe? He must hear the word of the gospel. What must he believe? The gospel. Why? What's the next one? Step three is what? Read. Oh, no, don't tell me. Nobody highlights no. Number three is what? Read. Repent. Don't be ashamed. God. See, you said, man, I should know. What scripture go with repent? Luke 13 and verse number 3. Jesus said, quote it with me. I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise. Quote it. Perish. You say, well, I didn't know that, but now you do. That's because you don't know scripture. Number 4 is, what is it? Confess what? Confess your sin. You don't know scripture. You don't confess your sin to be saved. You confess Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Acts 8 and verse 37. Jesus said, you confess me before me and I confess you before my Father. That's found in Matthew 10:30 and 30. And step 5 is what? Good thing the preacher know. He better know. He better know. We set him down quick, wouldn't we? Well, not set all y'all down now. See there? There you go. You think he's supposed to know more than you. No, I set you up. No, set you down. Because you don't know where it's at. And your mama ain't going to know because you don't know. And your neighbor ain't going to know because you don't know. Because you can't tell them. Because you ain't come to Bible class. You don't know scripture. That's why you don't know which verse go with baptism. Well, oh, I know one thing. You got to be, Brother Brooks, which verse that is? Well, why are you asking me? You don't ask me how to count your money. You went to school. You know what 1 + 1 equal? Let me stop, because this I'm long-winded. I know I went way past. But that's okay. Let me just stop. That good? You got a song to carry me with you? Somebody knocking at your door. Somebody knocking. Who knocking? Who going to be knocking at our door? The Lord. The Lord is knocking right now on the heart. I want to know if there's somebody here who say, you know what, Brother Brooks? I don't know enough scripture. But I know I've heard you say, I got to hear the gospel, that death, burial, and resurrection story. I got to believe. I believe that. I got to repent. I want to do that this morning. I got to confess I believe Jesus Christ, Son of God, in front of people. I'm willing to do that. And I got to be baptized. Will you baptize me? And the answer is yes. I will baptize you right now. If you come down here, I'm going to ask you, do you believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God? In affirmative, you'll say, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God. You say, but brother, I don't know scripture. You know enough to be saved. And then you come and we'll teach you the rest. And now you come, we'll baptize you, the Lord will add you to the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. And then those members of the Church of Christ, you make a decision today that we are in last days, you're in perilous time, make a decision to stay and learn how to resist the Satan and how to know Scripture. Amen. That's what you do. Maybe you need prayer, though. Maybe you're going through something. God is able, isn't he? God is a good God. He'll bring you through. He'll get you through. I want you to come if you need prayer. I want you to come if you need to make confession. I want you to come if you want to get baptized. I want you to come if you want to repent. I want you to come if you want to restore. We have, and somebody knock on your door. It's Jesus Christ. We're going to ask you to come as together we stand and sing the song we carry. Why know the Scripture?